be presenting on factors influencing the likelihood that culturally diverse men will get a cancer screening. These are some preliminary These are preliminary results from a larger study that we held at a community health promotion event. So I'll also be talking about the community event and then also our study. I have nothing to disclose. So the objectives of this presentation are to identify specific factors that influence the likelihood that culturally diverse men will get a cancer screening, and also to describe how the identified factors can assist in designing interventions to increase cancer screening among men. So first, a little background on men's health. We know men have lower life expectancy at birth compared to women, and men also tend to have higher death rates to some chronic diseases such as cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and they also have higher rates of unintentional injuries that lead to death and higher suicide rates than women. This graph just shows some broad determinants of men's health. So for health care, you have just health insurance coverage, health costs, clinician patient interaction and communication, and then under behaviors, you have risk-taking behaviors that men also engage in. Healthcare use, men tend to not see their doctor as often as women do. And under health-related beliefs and expression of emotions, you have things such as perceived susceptibility of risk, masculinity, showing weakness can be related to men's health. Underlying factors influencing behaviors and beliefs, those include race, ethnicity that affects men's health, age, occupational hazards, socioeconomic status, things like that that determine men's health. And lastly, so our community health promotion event, Moffitt Cancer Center, every year puts on what's called the Men's Health Forum. We address medically underserved men, so we do a lot of recruitment to men who are low-income, racial, ethnic minorities, and we offer free health screenings. There's just a few listed here: cholesterol, blood pressure, blood glucose, skin cancer screening, STIs, HIV, vision. We also have lung, and many more health screenings. We collaborate with a lot of hospitals and other clinicians around the area for this one event. We also have an exhibit hall where we invite community-based organizations, agencies, and other businesses that offer health, wellness, and quality of life resources for men. We also provide vouchers for a free free prostate cancer screening. Men have to meet six criteria in order to receive a voucher, and they have 90 days to redeem the screening. And they also are required to attend an education workshop. We have physicians come and they present about prostate cancer treatment options and informed decision making for being screened. And we typically have about half of the men that receive a voucher actually redeem it for screening. And these are just some pictures to show you the Men's Health Forum. The top left is of our registration area. We have the men fill out what we call a health screening form, where they can go to each screening and they actually get the results on this screening form, where they can take it home with them and they can talk to their physician if they have one about the results. The top right is just the man getting screened, and the bottom picture is of the exhibit hall. So starting in 2013, Moffitt Cancer Center collaborated with the University of Florida to conduct the Men's Health Study Addressing Healthy Lifestyle Behaviors at the Men's Health Forum. The purposes of the Men's Health Study are to annually assess the motivators of and barriers to cancer preventative behaviors among medically underserved men, and also to use the assessed motivators and barriers to develop and implement interventions to promote healthy lifestyle behaviors. So at the Men's Health Forum, we passed around flyers to recruit the men, telling them, you know, we have this survey we want them to fill out. We had a room at the Men's Health Forum where they could come and just at their own convenience throughout the day, they consented and then they filled out this survey. We use previously validated instruments, the Motivators of and Barriers to Health Smart Behaviors Inventory, which is actually from our colleagues at the University of Florida. And that assessed, had four domains that we assessed. It was healthy, eating a healthy breakfast, drinking healthy drinks, eating healthy foods and snacks, and engaging in physical activity. And among those four domains, they had a motivators and barriers questions related to each. And then they had several different subscales within those each motivators and barriers. And also the cancer screening questionnaire, it assessed motivators and barriers and willingness to participate in cancer screenings. And lastly, the typical demographic questions were asked. And IRB approval was obtained from each institution. So like I said, this presentation is just a small sample of all the data that we collected. I'll be presenting on cancer screening participation. We looked at 14 scenarios to see if men would be willing to participate in cancer screening, and just basic descriptive statistics were calculated. So we wanted to just get a general idea of what men were thinking when it came to cancer screening, what would motivate them to want to participate. So these are the 14 scenarios. I don't have to read them all, but the question was asked, how likely are you to participate in a cancer screening exam at the present time if a physician examines you, if you have to be interviewed about your diet, if you have to spit saliva into a small jar, if x-rays are taken, et cetera, et cetera. So the results, we actually had 254 men complete the survey. You see most were African-American or black, followed by Hispanic, and 46% were high school graduate, and 46% was also college graduate or more. However, 48% had an income less than $25,000, and again, we tried to gear the Men's Health Forum to men with lower income, so that's what you're seeing with these results. And age isn't listed on here, but we have about 43% of men were between the ages of 50 to 64 years old. And just to compare it to the total amount of attendees at the Men's Health Forum, that year in 2013, we had 539 men attend the Men's Health Forum. And comparing the racial ethnic breakdown, we had 41% Hispanic and 37% African American. So this event is highly attended by racial ethnic minority men. But with our study, we actually had more African American men complete the survey. So overall, most, we had of all the scenarios, all 14 scenarios, we had 50% of the men scored either very or somewhat likely to participate. So just to take a deeper look into which scenarios they scored higher, the first three bars to the left, there's at least 75% of the men who scored very or somewhat likely to participate. And you can see two of the three. One is doctor said they had symptoms. They would be screened if a doctor told them that they would have symptoms. And if a physician examines them, they would be more willing to be screened. So two of the three are related to the doctor. And the last one is screening at the present time. If they had to be screened like right then and there, they would be willing. The last four bars show the highest percent of men who reported unwillingness or unlikelihood, with at least 25% of the men. So those were interviewed about alcohol, interviewed about smoking habits, spit saliva into a jar and having a skin biopsy. So just to kind of summarize everything, it shows that physicians play a very important role in increasing cancer screening among men. So we should have interventions that include physicians more and actually at the community level that could help increase cancer screening among men. And it seemed that more intrusive screenings may inhibit men to not participate in cancer screenings. You know, so they, it's these four last bars, it's not necessarily the exact scenario that's causing men to maybe not participate, but I think just in general, with screenings that are more intrusive, you know, having skin cut off, that's kind of scary. And so I think if we just increase education efforts about cancer screening, what men are expected to do, you know, what the screening procedure has, I think men may be more willing to want to participate. They might be more comfortable once they know what to expect and what the results will, you know, how the results will be calculated. So in general, the results of the study can be useful in developing culturally sensitive interventions aimed at increasing cancer screening among men. We can do a lot more with physicians, again, and then to educate men. And just one side note, again, this is just a small snippet of all the data that we collected. We're still doing a lot more research with it. And we hope to also report more of our research on these findings. So, thank you.